Drew McIntyre here from WWE. Wielding the Claymore can be a life of chaos. When I'm not dominating in the ring, Chumba Casino is how this warrior takes a wee break. With hundreds of online social games and new weekly releases, there's always something fresh to try. And those daily boosts, next level. Even my free time feels like Valhalla. So when life feels like a battle, kick up your feet, have some fun, and let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
The Burt Show.
All right, Sunday is a Super Bowl Sunday. A whole bunch of us going to be watching on TV, no doubt, right? And CBS has made two decisions regarding controversial commercials. It is set in stone now. The first one we've been talking about for weeks, and this is the one that comes from Focus on the Family. And it is specifically an anti-abortion commercial, which essentially, as I understand it, is Tim Tebow and his mom sitting in front of a camera. And Tebow's mom talks about when she was pregnant back in the day. She was in the Philippines and she got sick and she had to take some antibiotics and some medicines. And the doctor suggested to her that she should terminate the pregnancy. She didn't. She chose to keep the baby. The baby turned out to be Tim Tebow.
One of the greatest college quarterbacks.
Of all time. So, point taken. The second commercial that CBS had to chew on this week came from mancrunch.com, which is a gay dating website. And I'll play the commercial for you. It's two guys sitting on a couch. One is in a Green Bay Packers jersey. The other one is in a Minnesota Vikings jersey. And they're watching the game together. And in between the two of them is a bowl of potato chips that they, both their hands will accidentally brush about midway through the commercial, and they start making out.
10, 5, let's go!
Oh, come on!
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about, baby.
What?
You suck!
Yeah, that's right. Okay, now let's convert. Let's go. Let's go.
I wanna kill.
So the brush happens, and then one of the dudes in the jerseys just jumps on the other dude, and they just start making out.
There's another guy in the chair just staring at him.
Right, there's a third guy that pops into the frame, and he's like, what is going on here? So CBS has made a decision on both of those commercials, actually. The Focus on the Family commercial will run on Sunday while you're watching the Super Bowl. The ManCrunch.com commercial will not run. And
I'm very interested to hear their reasoning for the man dating one not running.
CBS rejected the commercial, saying it didn't meet network standards. The ad features a Packers fan, which I told you about, and a Vikings fan taunting one another, sends sparks, blah, blah, blah. CBS deliberately deliberated almost 2 weeks before announcing it was rejecting the ad. The Gay and Lesbian Alliance Against Defamation president released a statement saying that there seemed to be a homophobic double standard in the network's decision, calling it a problem when they do something like this at the same time as they allow an anti-gay group like Focus on the Family to place ads during the Super Bowl. It has also been referred to. Do you remember a couple of years ago during the Super Bowl, there was a commercial where two girls got into an argument, and by the end of the commercial, they were making out with each other also, or they were wrestling with each other as well?
That was was it Miller Lite, where they, was it the one that was the gratuitous?
I barely remember that one.
Because they had a bunch of them during that.
That's right.
There was one ad where the theme was, we're going to show you a bunch of images that have nothing to do with drinking beer, but you'll pay attention to this commercial. And it was like two hot girls. They end up in a fight. They fall into a water fountain. They have a pillow fight, whatever happens. And then at the end, it just zooms in on a can of Miller Lite. And it was just gratuitous guy images.
So basically what the network is saying is this. It's their decision. They look at these at a commercial-by-commercial basis. And what they're saying here is they rejected it again because of network standards.
Because there's two guys making out. That's why they did away with it. But I'm curious also that GoDaddy.com, didn't they have one rejected by CBS as well for the Super Bowl? Because there's a part of me that, because I don't know which – spot that is and what it has in it. But if they talk about like sexuality and that kind of thing not being in their spots, it's like Jeff said. I mean, like they're. You just have to be consistent. If you try to put sexual images out there, then you got to let everybody be able to have that opportunity. If you don't, then you don't. Because these commercials really don't have anything to do with each other. Because, mm-hmm. you know, so I can see why they didn't compare. You know, it's not apples to apples.
I can be totally and completely honest with you, and I know I'll get some emails about this, but as a parent, I don't want either one of them to run. I want to watch my Super Bowl, and I want to watch it with my seven-year-old, and I don't want there to be any kind of controversy whatsoever to where I'm forced into a very adult conversation mm-hmm. during the Super Bowl.
Because kids are going to ask questions.
And I would probably say, you know what? I'd probably say the same thing about the two girls making out with each other a couple of years ago as well. I don't want to have to deal with it as a parent.
Now, what about a straight, I mean, just a straight couple that's making out? You know, like, let's say it's just as gratuitous, but it's a guy and a girl jumping on each other on a couch making out after they brush hands with the chips.
I mean, honestly, that's not as controversial, I'd say. Go ahead and...
That'd be nothing that your kids would ask about.
No. Mm-mm. Good morning, Chris. You're on Q100. Hi.
Hey, how are you?
Hey.
Listen, I saw that commercial, and I read a little bit about it. And, you know, I think the gay rights advocates are trying to make a point that, you know, they're being shunned, but... I just wonder if the decision would have been different had the creators of the commercial just decided not to show them making out. I think that's where a lot of people get offended. And I'm with you, bro. I'm sitting there. I'm going to watch a game with my 14-year-old. But I wouldn't want to watch two women making out. And someone else made the point about a husband and wife or somebody, a man and a woman. I don't know. Is that different? Is it double standards? I think it reflects a lot on our society. But two guys making out, I think, is over the top. But I don't think a commercial advocating gay rights even between two men on the dating site is all that bad. I think it's maybe the approach mm-hmm. and the way they're trying to get the message across versus the message itself. I don't know if that makes sense.
It does make sense. I guess my only issue with CBS, and I said this last week, and I said it even before we talked about, you know, the gay dating, you know, commercial, we were talking about the Tim Tebow commercial, is just if it doesn't meet your standards, then give all the advertisers a list of those standards and let them know exactly what you know, like mm-hmm. the requirements of a commercial for the Super Bowl. Let everybody have a chance to promote their product in the way CBS wants. But this whole, well, it doesn't meet our standards, but nobody knows what our standards is,
agreed.
I think is a little shady.
Agreed.
I miss the days when you could just... count on seeing Janet Jackson's right boob. And that was it. You know?
Hey, Christian, good morning. You're on the Burt Show.
Good morning, guys.
Hi.
I just wanted to say that I think that you should be able to sit down and watch a football game with your child. I have a 13-year-old daughter who, you know, I have to pause during football games because of all the sexuality that is going on with the commercials, whether it be straight sexuality, homosexuality, any type of sexuality in these commercials that I don't want her to see.
See, I I'm going to put both commercials in the same group here. And mm-hmm. these conversations I'm going to have with my children eventually.
Exactly.
But I would like to have them on my own time. And
exactly.
I don't want it during the Super Bowl. I don't want to have to explain when Hayden says to me, what does terminate a baby mean? I don't want to have that conversation during the Super Bowl.
Exactly. And I agree. You know, but why should I have to pause my TV, you know, during a football game, you know, to go through the commercials? Because I don't want to have to sit there and explain it to my child during a football game.
Yeah, I think that there are some TV shows that you should be able to sit down with, and they should be truly kid-friendly. And I think the Super Bowl, if you're watching a football game with your kid, I think that should be kid-friendly. There are TV shows on television that I know that adults watch with their kids that are in that gray area where they're talking about very adult situations. And if a commercial like this runs during a show like that, then look, I'm sitting down with my kid during a show like that so I can expect the commercial to reflect the show. And in this case, I just think it's two different things, two different genres.
Well, I think CBS is in a, you know, has been in an odd position for a long time because I think they still think that their Super Bowl is geared toward adult guys,
right?
And you know, because and parents are always. I think the big parent issue came when, like Jeff mentioned, the Janet Jackson thing. But it is, you know, you have all the one of the primary advertisers is the beer commercials, and I mean, you know, if you. it's the whole thing about consistency again. Are you a show for adult male and everybody needs to know that so that when their kids watch, they have to be careful? Or is it a, you know, kid-friendly game and CBS has to take a different approach to their commercials?
I wonder if Adam Lambert is the reason that CBS isn't airing that commercial. So remember the grief that he got at the, I forgot what the award show was, but at the end when he made out with the dude and all these groups and whatever. And so, you know, because it's all backdoor politics. Mm-hmm. You know, all this stuff happens behind the scenes. Now that I'm a TV insider, I know. but you know what I mean? Like, what I'm imagining is these groups, these lobby groups who influence maybe these conservative companies who are big advertisers, whoever, they sit down with, you know, Mr. CBS and go, look, we didn't like that. How do we fix it? Blah, blah, blah. And it's a business decision where CBS is like, we can't risk it. We had advertisers upset with us for the decision for what happened at that award show. Because, I mean, they claim that they didn't know he was going to do that. So what happened at that award show? Now we have to be extra careful with what we're going to do going forward. So we don't have a choice but to reject this.
I think they would have rejected it anyway. Okay. I don't think Adam Lambert had anything to do with it. Because I think we're still, as a society, shocked to see two guys be affectionate with each other.
Hey, Lakeisha, good morning. You're on Q100.
Good morning, guys. My name is Lakeisha, and I am an African-American lesbian woman. Mm-hmm. And I feel that regardless as to what my sex, regardless or orientation is, or regardless as to what a heterosexual couple or a homosexual couple is, the fact still remains is that sex is something that should be discussed between two parents and not something that you should have to discuss during a show. So that being said, I don't think that it should be male and male, male and female, or even female and female. Mm-hmm. Respect is respect. Leave it up to the parents. We have so many teenagers and young children out being so sexual, and unfortunately their parents are so clueless about it because they're leaving it up to society to educate their children on what sexual choices should be.
And
that's,
I agree,
all I have to say.
And I think that's a great point. But it's about that consistency again. Mm-hmm. And I think that, you know, they think that the two females, that's fine because guys like that. And the sex is good because guys like that. You know, like, so if parents are going to be in an uproar about this ad that was rejected by CBS and say that's a good decision, then you should be consistent in demanding CBS take them all down.
Agreed.
As it stands now, the one from Focus on the Family will run, and the Man Crunch will not run on Sunday.
The Burt Show.
Hey guys, it's Ryan. I want to tell you about my new pastime, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has been around for over a decade, delivering the most fun you can have online. Play social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.